The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yes, at the beginning of a new week, let's go to Adam in London. And what's this story about a British tourist?
Hi, Alan. Yeah, this is the stuff of your worst nightmares. It's a British tourist who we know only as Kay at this stage. She apparently fell off the back of a Norwegian cruise ship at midnight over the weekend. It was about 60 miles from the coast of Croatia, so kind of in the middle of the ocean. Well, actually not the ocean, the middle of the Adriatic Sea, but the middle of nowhere, frankly. It's obviously would have sent a few visions through her head. Not surprisingly, perhaps, although they realised she'd gone missing straight away, the cruise ship did not stop, because they don't, and it didn't turn round, and it didn't launch lifeboats, but it did contact the Croatian Coast Guard. And Kay was rescued after 10 hours.
Good,
she
yeah.
was exhausted, but can you imagine treading water alone in a deep blue ocean?
I can't.
In the pitch black.
I can't.
10 hours. Wow.
I cannot. But nor can I believe your next story. This is typically, only Adam Gilchrist would tell this story. Go on, the mountain that's not a mountain.
It's not a mountain. No, apparently this does happen around the world. They do this thing of measuring mountains and discovering, well, actually, technically, they're not mountains anymore. I think Everest is safe for the time being, but watch out the rest. This is a mountain in the Brecon Beacons, which is now, I suppose, therefore bereft of one beacon, because although it's tall enough, the drop to the next peak isn't. It's very technical, or to put it another way, somebody measured it and decided that the technical data proved it couldn't be a mountain because it didn't have enough drop. So the hill or X mountain in question, I have to tell you, is actually Welsh for peak of the beak, or in Welsh it is Fanny Big. I think you can probably make up your own punchline.
That's enough. That's a nasty one of you. Yes. All right, Mr. Gilchrist, go away before you get us into trouble.